As a little boy, one of my abiding memories was, I think it was a Thursday night at 7:30 every week. The fire station, which used to be on Antrim Street, used to test their siren. She used to hear this klaxon horn going off on a Thursday night without fail every week. They moved the fire station to the Prince William Road, but this is the fire headquarters here in Lisburn, just between Seymour Street and Castle Street. And just in front of me here, there used to be a huge convent. It was a beautiful building. And this was a very stately street in Lisburn many, many years ago. But here, there's this great statue of this fireman, firefighter. And we're so thankful for the fire service, for what they do. And yet the Word of God speaks a lot about fire. And very, very solemnly, in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 8, amongst many other places, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about fire, hellfire, unquenchable fire. Listen to what he says, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 8. If thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet and be cast into everlasting fire. If something causes us to sin, the Lord Jesus Christ said, regardless of how hurtful it is to us, how costly it is to us, best to get rid of it. Get it out of your life. If it causes you to sin against Almighty God, get rid of it. Because there's a danger of ending up in a lost eternity. The place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You know, I know it's not popular nowadays to talk about judgment, to talk about death, to talk about hell, to talk about condemnation and everlasting fire. But as a Christian and as a preacher of the gospel, I need to be faithful to your souls. There's a fire that no fireman can ever put out. Leonard Ravenhill used to say, hell has no exits. And the Lord Jesus Christ, more than any other preacher before or after, he spoke more about judgment and about eternity and about hell than any other preacher. Something like 13-1 was the ratio. Vance Havner was a famous American preacher, revivalist and evangelist. He preached once on the subject of hell in a church. A lady at the door was very irate and she scolded him and she says, Mr. Havner, could you not speak to us about the meek and lowly Jesus? To which Mr. Havner says, it's from the lips of the meek and lowly Jesus that I got all my information about hell. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. He displayed love like nobody else did. And yet he spoke more about hell than anybody else did. Why? Because he was cruel and heartless and callous and wanted to scare people? No. He did it because he was full of love and full of grace and wanted to warn people to flee from the wrath to come, from that fire that shall never be quenched. We read about it many times in Scripture, again in Revelation chapter 20. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the death that never dies. The bodies and souls of unregenerate men and women who never trusted Christ in this world, reunited at the great white throne judgment, the sentence read out, and then cast into the lake of fire. Most fires in this world can be put out by skillful men, but there's a fire that can never be quenched, a fire that will never go out. Hellfire, the lake of fire. That's the consequences of living without Christ and without God. I know it's solemn, but we say it in love. There's a Saviour who died upon a cross that can cleanse and forgive you. Somebody once said there's a hell for every sinner outside of Christ, but there's still a Christ for every sinner who will come who's still outside of hell. Think about these things. Read it for yourself in the Word of God. Get a Bible answer. Think about these things. God bless you.